Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Hi, welcome to you and all of your parts. I'm Laura Lively. Today, I want to talk about a topic that is very important to me. It's been something I've talked about wanting to do for a very long time. And so I'm going to be asking you all to provide me some feedback. For anybody who's ever taken a class with me, or if you've worked with me privately, you've probably heard me talk about what I call art wounding. And I've always wanted to help people figure out how to get over art wounding, because creativity is such an amazing gift that we can give ourselves. So what are art wounds, you might ask, or you may know instinctively what I mean by them. So I was researching art wounds so that I could tell you, a better definition than mine, or at least to corroborate my definition. I ran across a great blog. And the woman in that blog she quoted Brené Brown from Daring Greatly. So I want to read you that quote. "One reason that I'm confident that shame exists in schools is simply because 85% of the men and women we interviewed for the shame research could recall a school incident from their childhood that was so shaming that it changed how they thought of themselves as learners. What makes this even more haunting is that approximately half of those recollections were what I refer to as creativity scars. The research participants could point to a specific incident where they were told or shown that they were not good writers, artists, musicians, dancers, or something creative." Now, once we internalize a message like that, like Brené Brown found when she was doing her shame research, that shame stops us from creating. Our own inner critics take up the banner of telling us that we are not artists, that we can't do that, that we don't have that talent, right? That work we've done is terrible. And it doesn't have to be as specific as an art teacher, or a friend telling you that your stuff is crap or tearing up a piece of paper. It can just be as simple as the indifference when you try to show your artwork to your family. And while you were proud of it, who knows why they weren't able to show you some enthusiasm, but that hurts and that creates art wounds. And so my point here is I want to make sure I'm not shaming or blaming your parents or your teachers or your schoolmates, whoever. That's not really the point. My point is to get you to thinking about how you feel about creating something, about doing a hobby, about trying painting, about whatever it might be, dancing, playing guitar, whatever it might be. I know for myself, I have run into so many internal critics. Did you see me roll my eyes at them? Oh, that's another part. Who want to shame every art project I have ever tried. Everything from creative writing to artist trading cards, to painting, to junk journaling, to scrapbooking. Trust me, this list goes on and on and on. And do I have the supplies to prove it? And as I learned about parts work, I began to better understand what was driving these parts, these critics, these parts that were judging me so harshly. And I could see the fear behind their words and their attitude. And over time, those wounds began to heal and some of those parts began to relax. And as almost always, as I've healed some of my art wounds, I've pondered, how can I help you heal yours? This is why this is so important to me. So here's where I need your feedback. I have recently, after an attempt at this in 2022, where it was not joyful, it was painful, and I stopped, I have been joyful in creating junk journals, which is a form of art journals. They're also called glue books. They're called an amazing amount of things. And what I've noticed is that when I get the opportunity to spend a few hours actually junk journaling, so say on a Saturday afternoon, I find out I have a Chatty Cathy part, and she comes out and she narrates the entire process of everything I'm doing. And then because she's there, other parts decide to jump in And the next thing you know, I've got parts squabbling, right? Why did you choose that color? That is ugly. What were you thinking? So I found myself like narrating my entire art project by my parts or with my parts. And then, you know, if the critics got a little too snappy and I started feeling, well, shamed, sometimes I would step in and say, hey, what's going on here? It's just paper and pen. It's just paper and glue. We're going to be okay. This is not rocket science. No, we don't have to give this to anybody. In an effort to, you know, that may be another part, trying to calm the system down. But it was really interesting for me to notice that I was actually narrating the entire process, that all of my parts had various opinions about the whole thing, with how the whole thing was going. And so my question to you is, would that be helpful for me to record a artwork session and let you hear all of the parts that come out and how I try to work with them, hopefully with some self-energy? I don't know if that'd be helpful. I'm offering it up as a possibility. Now, I do my best to keep these weekly videos and podcasts to like 5 to 10 minutes. I work really hard to try to do that because I know everybody's busy. The sessions, the art sessions would at least need to be 30 to 45, maybe an hour long. Now, of course, you wouldn't have to listen to the entire thing, but I thought I would throw it out there to see if that would be helpful for you, to see how I hear, acknowledge, accept, and appreciate all the parts that have lots of things to say about my artwork. And then hopefully you could also potentially see how I model working with them in a non-shaming way. And maybe that could be helpful to you. So that's my ask for you, is I would like you to drop me a line in the comments or email me at laura@lauralively.com. Tell me if this would be of interest to you, and I will figure out how to set up the computer and the lighting and all that so you can actually watch the artwork and watch the parts like lose their mind or, you know, get so happy doing the thing or whatever it is. So that's the question. I've always been interested in helping people heal their art wounds. And I'm curious, where are you? Do you have art wounds? Would you be interested in watching me craft my way through an hour of a project with my parts narrating the entire process? So let me know. I would love to hear from you. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website, where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.